Last week, a 7,500-gallon chemical spill on the Elk River, just over a mile upstream from the intake for the public water supply for a large percentage of West Virginians, caused the governor to ban the use of water for any human use beyond flushing toilets. Even boiling the water was not considered safe. 300,000 residents of the capital, Charleston, and several other counties were told to rely on bottled water. The chemical, known by its acronym MCHM, is used to wash coal to remove impurities before being shipped from coal mining sites. It has a licorice smell, so the spill was readily apparent. The spill came from a storage facility owned by Freedom Industries. MCHM, or 4-methylcyclohexane methanol, is a mix of several different chemicals, which are toxic at different levels, but not much is known about the mixture. Many people experienced dizziness, nausea, and other relatively low-level symptoms, and several people were hospitalized. The U.S. Attorney for the Southern District of West Virginia is now investigating the chemical spill. Between the Lines, Melinda Tuhus spoke with Vivian Stockman, communications specialist with the Ohio Valley Environmental Coalition, a group that focuses much of its work on opposing mountaintop removal coal mining. Here, Stockman talks about how this incident exposes the lack of oversight of industry by the state's Department of Environmental Protection and gave hundreds of thousands of West Virginians a taste of what daily life is like for people in the southern Appalachian coal fields who deal with water and air pollution on a daily basis.
Well, what has come to light here is that if it's not being manufactured, then DEP isn't really monitoring it. Apparently, this facility, the only permit it had was an NPDES permit, a National Pollution Discharge Elimination System permit, and that's basically like runoff. So, you know, they weren't manufacturing the chemical, they were just storing it. Apparently, it sort of slipped through the gaps. DEP hadn't been out to this site since 1991, and that was when it was under some different sort of operation. And OSHA, Occupational Safety Health Administration, hadn't been out there at all. So they were just kind of flying under the radar. Now, the company did report to local authorities that they were storing this as required, but, you know, nobody seemed to pay any attention to that report. And it seems like everybody was taken off guard as to, oh, that's there, and what is this? It's leaking, and it's 1.5 miles upstream from a water intake serving a huge portion of the population of West Virginia. I couldn't help but think, and I know a lot of people were thinking the same thing when this was happening as it was unfolding, and it's still unfolding, that now this population area is getting a taste of what it's like to live near these coal prep plants and near mountaintop removal sites and whatnot, and that you're living daily with polluted water, with water that's making you sick. This is just one chemical, and coal prep plants, there can be, you know, these dozens of different chemicals and all this waste, and it's injected underground or stored in these massive unlined pits that can either have catastrophic failure or constant leaching. You know, that's one reason my group, OVAC, with Coal River Mountain Watch, and a bunch of concerned folks, why we formed the Sludge Safety Project. We're pushing for, you know, legislation that would cease all underground injection. We do have a ban on new coal sludge injection, but we want current to stop. And while we're, you know, hoping to move the industry away from this wet processing of coal to dry processing at least, which will be less dangerous. But so all these toxins are leaching out. When we're seeing what's happening just with this one leak in Charleston, it really drives home how vulnerable our water supplies are to our incredible thirst for so-called cheap energy, and how much we've failed. Our state government has failed to really enforce the Clean Water Act and protect folks here from abuses of the coal industry. And now we have, you know, fracking coming in too. So it's like our water is under constant threat. And we're hoping that we pause for a minute of this and take a look and say, you know, we really have to protect our water because water is life. And look how terrible this has been.
Vivian Stockman, tell us about the petition that your organization and others have submitted to the federal government regarding the West Virginia Department of Environmental Protection.
Well, first of all, researchers, a couple of them from Coal River Mountain Watch and some other places, spent a couple of years gathering all sorts of evidence about how much the West Virginia Department of Environmental Protection has failed us, has failed in its mining program to enforce laws and protect the communities. And out of that research came a formal petition to the Office of Surface Mining to ask that office, the federal office, to take over West Virginia Department of Environmental Protection's mining program. Recently, the OSM responded to our formal petition. Citizens can file this petition under federal law. It's called a 733 of SMACRA, the Surface Mining Reclamation and Control Act. So under that provision, we filed this petition, and OSM has decided to at least investigate five of our major, of our 19-some points. Right now, there's a petition circulating, and we sure hope, folks, that we'll sign that in order to underscore the lack of state enforcement here and how much the state government has failed us. This was ongoing before this particular leak happened, but the leak just helps the nation realize what is going on here. And I'm sure in other communities around the fence line communities in Louisiana and so on throughout the nation where energy industries are basically given free rein by politicians that are beholden to them.
That was Vivian Stockman, communications specialist with the Ohio Valley Environmental Coalition. Find more information on the West Virginia chemical spill and the pollution associated with the coal industry on our Between the Lines website at btlonline.org.